Please turn in your Bible once again to Hebrews and chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, we've entitled our message for today, What Faith Does. One of the men that I am privileged to call my friend is Tom Elliott. Tom was a pastor of one of the fastest growing churches in the States in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then he came out to Zimbabwe in the height of the Bush War years there to join us in mission. And he was able to acquire the Ndebele language in a matter of months, and after that preach his first message in Ndebele. And we really enjoyed a great fellowship and ministry times with Tom and Jeannie and their family. And then after 2 years, they had to return to the United States. And Tom was appointed as senior pastor of First Southern Del City in Oklahoma, on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. And I visited him there when he'd been there about a year. And the place is like a minor city. And auditorium seats many thousands, and Tom said, come John, I'll show you around, and he picked up a tag with one key on it, and with that one key, he showed me into their auditorium, their fellowship halls, their media center, their mission center, their Sunday school environment for countless hundreds of people, and after about an hour we came back. And that one key had got us into the entire complex. Tom had the master key. Faith is the master key that will see God perform things that only God can do. It may seem a very small key, but faith is the master key that opens up the values, the dynamics, and the ministry of God's eternal kingdom to His people. Last Sunday morning, we entitled our message, Faith is the Key, and we looked at Abel, who by faith, as he brought his sacrificial lamb as an offering to the Lord, pioneered the entire Old Covenant sacrificial system centuries before it was instituted. We looked at Enoch, who by faith maintained his walk with God and demonstrated without dying that the Lord is the resurrection and the life. And we looked at Noah, who by faith saved his family when the entire population on earth was destroyed in the flood. And Noah became a type of Christ who saves us from the judgment of God, transporting us from an evil and wicked world, ultimately into heaven itself. We saw last Sunday that faith accepts the word of God. Faith lives in the revealed will of God. Faith lives by the promises of God. And we saw last Sunday that faith wins God's approval. In fact, it is emphasized by our writer that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then we saw that faith experiences God's mighty power. And the writer goes on to illustrate now what faith does by citing Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Joshua and Rahab, and then he runs out of time, and so that's as far as we'll get this morning. As we take a fresh look at these verses from verse 8 onwards on what faith does. This is not blind faith, beloved. This is not some kind of leap in the dark. This is faith in God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the revealed will of God. Faith in the promises of God. This is not faith in faith. This is faith in God. Are we clear on that? Faith in the revealed will of God through His Word and in our communion with Him. Abram journeyed by faith, verse 8. Abram lived by faith. Abram had children by faith. Abram offered up Isaac by faith. By faith, Abram was justified. Abram was sanctified, set apart for God and His purposes. And ultimately, by faith, God was glorified. No wonder he is called the father of the people of faith. No wonder we refer to Abram as our spiritual father, the father of those who believe, the father of the faithful, because he is the antitype of what it means to believe in God and to be justified on the grounds of our faith in God's redemptive provision. He is the example and illustration in the Old Testament of what it means to be wholly set apart for God and His purposes day by day by faith. And He is the example and the forerunner, in a way, of those who by faith are glorified into the very presence of God. And so please follow me as verse by verse here we see what faith does. I'm going to read the verses, you follow them in your Bible, and Sarah will put in the screen the lesson that we can extract from every single verse in what is read to us this morning. Look what faith in God does this morning. Verse 8, do you have it? By faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. What do we extract from that? Faith leads to obedience. If you really do have faith in God, you will obey Him. Faith leads to obedience. Faith trusts where it cannot see. He didn't even know where he was going, but by faith he obeyed. Look at verse 9. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And I'll guarantee you this morning, if you pitched your tent night by night in the sand, day after day, in the wilderness, and month after month, and year after year, you too would look forward to what God has revealed about a city that has foundations, a city whose builder and maker is God. And so what do we extract from these verses? Faith looks forward to rewards. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him and obey Him by faith. The Christian is on a journey to his inheritance, just like Abraham. For us, Christ is the way. Christ is the prize. Faith is a rewarder of those who fix their eyes on Jesus and follow Him by faith, come what may. Look at verse 11. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. What do we learn there? Verse 11, faith enables us to rise above the natural. Beloved, the Christian life is supernatural. The Christian life is supernatural. When we are born again of the Spirit of God into spirit life, a relationship with God, we are raised into a dimension that is beyond the natural. Yes, we still have an old nature that constantly tries to get us the things that it desires, but in Christ we have a new nature. And that new nature is divine. That new nature links us with God. Jesus came that we might have life, life in all its fullness. What is that life in all its fullness? It is the Christ life that is supernatural, being worked out in us day by day through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. How? By faith. Faith enables us to rise above the natural. It is not dependent on natural ability. It is not dependent upon our natural resources. Amen? Faith enables us to rise above the natural. And look at verse 12. Faith bears much fruit. This believing couple, their faith was not perfect, just like your faith and mine was not perfect, but their faith was in God, the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine by His mighty power that is at work within us. And so faith bears much fruit. And this is the will of God. Jesus said, abide in me, let my words abide in you. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done by our Father in heaven. How? By faith. Just like Abram and Sarah believed God when they were already turning into biltong and God gave them a son. Supernaturally, Isaac was born, the son of the promise. And God was able to say, look up into the night sky and see if you can count the stars, because that's how numerous your descendants will be. And you and I are here today as part of that descendancy of Abraham's faith in God. And so we learn faith bears much fruit. I've so enjoyed my fellowship with James and Marilyn Donaldson over the last few years. Look what God has done with this couple. And look what God has done in this past week as this faithful couple have been in South Coast prisons. And with faith in God and in the gospel of God, have had the joy of leading a number of prisoners to Christ in this last week. How do they do it? By faith in the God who has called them, and by faith in the gospel that is still the power of God leading to salvation to all who believe. I love what God is doing in Happy Valley. By faith, Frank and the team, every day, every week, are interceding and trusting God for greater and greater things in Happy Valley. And I'm so inspired by their faith. Faith bears much fruit. Look at verse 13. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on the earth. What do we learn from that? We learn that true faith that God inspires by His Holy Spirit in the lives of His people is patient. True faith issues in patient endurance day by day. It does not look at the circumstances, no matter how adverse they are. It does not listen to the criticisms of others. It does not look and listen to the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil. True faith perseveres because it is faith in the God with whom all things are possible. It is faith in the Word of God. And God says in His Word in Isaiah 55:11, my Word will not return void. It will accomplish that which I purpose for it, and I will have pleasure in it, in its fulfillment. Faith gives rise to patient endurance that the promises of God will yet be fulfilled. Not one of God's good promises will ever fail, beloved. Faith is patient. Now look at verses 17 to 19. We drop down to verse 17 and we read, by faith Abraham, when God tested him. Beloved, have you learned? God is always testing our faith. He tests our faith so that he can purify it, so that he can strengthen it, so that he can grow it. And the moment we pass the one test, he gives us another test. And the tests seem to get harder the older we get and the longer we journey in the Christian life. But by faith, when God tested him, Abram offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abram reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Faith passes the test. Faith passes the test. Faith will always be tested, tried, and refined. But as with Abraham, our faith, when we keep our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, when we do that, faith will always pass the test. Amen. Len and I are going through the most intense testing time at this moment. In fact, we've never stopped being tested. I'm sure it's the same with you. Faith, by the grace of God, when that faith is in God, will pass every test to his glory and praise. And then look at verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Faith focuses on the future. Faith looks heavenward. Faith anticipates future blessing. Faith says, so what if my circumstances are lousy today? The best is yet to be. Faith always says the best is yet to be. Faith looks to the future. Verse 21, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff. You remember the story, don't you? In Genesis chapter 48, I'm sure you remember it clearly, how Jacob, when he is dying, asks Joseph to bring his sons that he might bless them. And so Joseph brings in Manasseh and Ephraim. Do you remember the story? What Jacob did? How he crossed his arms and prayed the greater blessing over the younger? Read it in Genesis chapter 48. By faith, Jacob blessed Joseph's sons, and his prophecy over Ephraim and Manasseh is still being fulfilled today. By faith, the blessing is passed on. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff. Faith passes on the blessing, just like Jacob passes on the blessing. Before our children were born, I prayed for God's blessing upon them. I'm still trusting God to fulfill all that was prophesied over my children. But I thank God that every week we see evidence of the blessing of God being passed on through the ministry of our sons. And we believe God that from generation to generation, the blessing will be passed on. Faith in God does that. It passes on the blessing to the next generation. Amen? So that they may pass on the blessing to the next generation. by the mercy and kindness of God, I have dedicated hundreds of children and little ones to the Lord. And each time, done the biblical thing of praying the blessing of God into their lives. And if the Holy Spirit has given me words for them, to pray those words into their lives. And what an amazing blessing to see God revealing blessing, manifesting blessing, granting blessing from generation to generation. That's what faith does. Faith passes on the blessing. Look at verse 22. By faith Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. You see, faith gives birth to assurance. Faith gives birth to assurance. Amen? So Joseph doesn't want his bones to stay in Egypt. God has better things than Egypt for his people. Egypt, as you know, is a type and illustration of the world and the flesh and the works of the enemy in the Old Testament. God doesn't want his people to dwell there. And so by faith, Joseph gives instructions that when he's dead and buried and gone, when the time comes for God to fulfill his promise and deliver the nation that he's formed in Egypt and lead them over the Red Sea to the promised land, Joseph says, make sure that the ultimate resting place for my bones is where God's inheritance is, not in this place. Faith gives birth to assurance. Jeremiah was the same. God spoke to the prophet as he was speaking to other prophets of the day. The Babylonians are coming. Judah is going to be overrun, just as Assyria was overrun, just as the northern kingdom of Israel was overrun by the Assyrians. The problem is coming. There's going to be conquest and there's going to be captivity for 70 years. And what does Jeremiah do? He buys up some real estate in Jerusalem because he knows the promises of God are the exiles are going to come back. God is faithful to his promise. There's going to be a remnant that will return, and I have a stake in Jerusalem, not in Babylon. By faith, Joseph gave instructions for his bones to be buried in the place of God's inheritance. We have an inheritance. We're looking forward to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for us, who are being kept by faith through the power of God, waiting for the consummation of our salvation, our full inheritance. Faith looks forward to the future, and it gives birth to assurance. Verse 23, faith conquers our fears. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict or edite. Faith, beloved, conquers fears. Faith in God is the best remedy to deliver us from all of our fears. Moses' parents were unafraid of what the Pharaoh might do. And faith in God conquers every fear. Verse 24. By faith Moses, when he'd grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose, it's a choice. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short period of time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than all the treasures of Egypt. Why? Because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, faith sharpens our vision. By faith, he left Egypt, verse 27, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Faith sharpens our vision. Amen? Faith sees the unseen. It is the unseen things that are eternal. Faith focuses on the unseen, on the invisible. And God sees to it that when we believe, things that were not there come into being. Faith sharpens our vision. Verse 28, faith depends on God alone for deliverance. By faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn in Israel. And this coming weekend, it's Passover. And we remember once again that it is by faith that God delivers his people. You get saved by faith or you don't get saved at all. Salvation is by grace through faith, and that is not our own doing. It is the gift of God. Faith depends on God alone for salvation. The last three, verse 29. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. Faith overcomes all obstacles. Faith doesn't just overcome some obstacles. Faith in God overcomes all obstacles. Amen? Verse 30, faith will see miracles of deliverance. Faith sets the captives free, as James and others have witnessed this past week. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Faith will see miracles of deliverance. Amen. And then finally, faith will see God's protection. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Faith will see God's protection. And if he doesn't protect us when we're in his will, he has a higher purpose for that. You'd better believe it. These are some of the lessons that faith in God can do for each and every one of us. If you haven't been able to write them down on your sermon notes at the back of your bulletin, you're welcome to take this little handout as you leave from the door. It has each of those 16 lessons, and I want to challenge you as an individual. I want to challenge you as a congregation. If this fellowship of God's people is going to move forward in the will of God, it will be by faith in the God who is in charge and with whom all things are possible. Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for these inspiring examples of what faith in you and your revealed word is able to accomplish as you work within us that which is pleasing in your sight. We pray that each of us as individuals may grow in faith as the days go by. And we pray that we as a fellowship may move forward by faith, seeing what is invisible. And Lord, we trust you for great and mighty things that you alone can do. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen.